Hollywood knowledge. Woo!
Let's go to Rick, who's in Escondido. Good morning, Rick.
Hey, good morning. How you doing?
Rick, do me a favor. Would you kick Tammy out of our studio?
Hey, Tammy, you mind leaving for a little bit?
You bet. Good luck.
Rick, five pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tam. We'll hook you up with $100 thanks to a garage door and gate store. Main Street in Lakeside for custom gates and garage doors. A garage door and gate store.com. A reminder to you, pal, that all ties are going to go to Tammy, okay?
Sound good.
The Notebook recently made its Broadway debut in New York City. The show is based off the 2004 movie starring Rachel McAdams and this actor, who's celebrating his birthday this week.
Ryan Gosling.
Megan Fox is expecting her fourth child, her first with Machine Gun Kelly. Her previous three children are from her marriage to Brian Austin Green, who played David Silver in what drama series in the 90s?
90210.
True or false? According to the 2023 News Nation poll, over 50% of Americans decorate for Christmas before Thanksgiving. Is that true or false?
True.
Danny DeVito ranks number 6 on a list of the sexiest bald men in the world. Danny has played Frank Reynolds on what long-running sitcom on FX?
Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
And finally, David Duchovny and Gillian Anderson didn't always get along while they filmed X-Files, and David said he could have handled it better. The X-Files ran for 11 seasons on what network?
I don't know, CBS.
All right, let's get Tam back in. So, Rick, what you got going on today, pal?
Just a little bit of work.
Yeah? Are you working right now, or are you about to go to work?
About to go to work.
All right. Okay, cool, man. Rick, today, Tammy did 3 out of 5.
Nice job, Rick.
Thank you.
Tammy, The Notebook recently made its Broadway debut in New York City. The show is based off the 2004 movie starring Rachel McAdams and this actor, who's celebrating his birthday this week.
Ryan Gosling.
That is right. Rick knew that. 1-1. Megan Fox expecting her fourth child, the first with Machine Gun Kelly. Her previous three are from her marriage to Brian Austin Green, who played David Silver in what drama series in the 90s?
Beverly Hills 90210.
That is right. Rick knew that. It's 2-2. True or false? According to a 2023 News Nation poll, over 50% of Americans decorate for Christmas before Thanksgiving. Is that true or false? Notice I didn't say people like producer Jessica.
Right.
We know the answer for that one.
Oh, gosh. You got to pick right in the middle. I'm going to say that's... Are you asking me true or false or too high, too low? Sorry.
I'm asking you true or false. And to please pay attention to my
question.
That 50%. Yes.
I'm going to say false.
False is correct. I don't even know who you are. Who are you again? It's false. 34% of people decorate prior, with a large percent decorating, including this guy, the day after Thanksgiving.
Makes sense, yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. So it's 3-2, Tammy. Tammy, Danny DeVito ranks number 6 on a list of the sexiest bald men in the world. In the world. Danny's played Frank Reynolds on what long-running sitcom on FX?
It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Show's still going.
Yeah.
All right, it is now 4-3, Tammy. And finally, Tam, David Duchovny, and Gillian Anderson didn't always get along while they filmed The X-Files, and David said he could have handled it better. The X-Files ran for 11 seasons on what network?
X-Files. I think it was Fox.
It was Fox. That is correct. Rick went CBS today. It is a clean sweep. Tammy 5, Rick 3. You're not going to get any of Tammy's money today, pal. But we do have a great prize for you and everyone who plays the college this week.
You bet, Rick. Old Dominion is headlining Boots in the Park this year. It happens April 5th at Waterfront Park, and you have a pair of tickets.
Awesome. Can't wait. Thank you.
All right, Rick. Have a wonderful day, pal. Unfortunately, before you leave, we do have to have you say this.
Hi, I'm Rick in Escondido, and I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.